For the next 30 minutes, you're about to hear everything happening in the fine city of Delaware, Ohio. Now back to your one true host. It's Bob Hoganson minus Lee Yoakam this morning, eh?
Oh, big round of applause for that intro, Mark. Thank you so much. This is a great Friday. Thank you for having us, as usual, in the Studio 1A here in Lewis Center for the great Delaware City Digest. Yes, I'm Bob Hoganson. That's right, in the big boy chair. Lee Yoakam is on assignment, as we like to say. You know how I would say on assignment? It's like a boat. I want a boat. I want to call it assignment. That's going to be the name of the boat. So I can always say I'm on assignment. I'm not here. I'm on assignment.
You get that?
Anyways, yeah, Lee's out of the office today, so I am taking over the reins. So thanks, Mark. Hope you had a great week. But it's not just me. Nobody wants to just listen to me the whole time. We have our number one guest in the middle chair, Chief Tim Pyle from the Delaware City Fire Department. Chief Tim Pyle, hello, everybody.
Hey, Chief Pyle.
Thanks, Bob.
Welcome to the show, Tim. He polished his head for us and everything.
All right.
I'm just kidding. He put a little gel in there just to look nice for the cameras. TP, thanks for joining the show. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. Had a midweek day off yesterday with Juneteenth.
That was nice.
So that was different than a normal week.
So last week we had the Juneteenth celebration down at Blue Limestone. Did you guys make it down there at all?
Yeah, we stopped in and it seemed like it was a good time.
It was a good time. We're glad we were able to host some of those events like that. But really, Chief Pyle is going to join joining the show today because of what? The big downtown celebration, July 4th coming up, and basically summer safety tips. We're going to talk about that, Tim. I want to talk about right now real quick the heat. We do have a heat wave coming. It feels like it's been a long time coming. It feels like it's been cold here a long time. But I'm looking at the weather, and we're talking about some temperatures in the next few days. The feels-like temperatures could be up in 100 degrees. What does that mean to you guys as emergency response officials, and what do you guys kind of look forward to in those days coming up when it gets really hot?
Yeah, so this year especially, we haven't had time to really acclimate ourselves at all, right? It's gone straight from 60 degrees to 100.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, that's a consideration for us in that we're going to see more heat-related calls. We're going to see, you know, dehydration. We're going to see overexertion. People have been waiting for it to warm up, to get outside and do yard work, have fun, and they're going to push it a little too much. And so hydration is going to be a big one. And then it's a good reason to take rest breaks.
Right? Well, I tell my wife that all the time. I'm out there working in the yard, and she says, why are you back inside? Well, I mean, it's for health and safety reasons.
Yeah.
But you're watching golf. Yeah, I know. I mean, it might be the last round, and I need to, but I'm still resting.
Well, and you know, that's a good way to extend the break, because the hotter it is, the less time you should work, and the more time you should break.
Hey,
so if we're in those triple digits,
if the fire chief says that, dude, it's gold. I just need to write that and sign it right here on this piece of paper for my wife. Talk about some of the signs of heat exhaustion, heat illness, as I think we probably all felt those effects before. We certainly have. I've had to like take breaks because I was feeling really, really faint. What are some of the things you can tell people to look out for to make sure they don't get to that point where they need to call you?
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to start out with our normal body system, right? We're going to have sweating. We're going to be hot. But as you progress, you're going to start feeling those heat cramps, right? Like cramping up, muscles are getting tight, that kind of stuff, right? That is not enough fluid in the body. And then the real concern is when you start getting lethargic, you're not sweating anymore, right? Now we're getting into that heat stroke area. So we want to see sweating. Sweating's our natural body cooling system. So we want to see sweating. If you're not, you should be drinking more than you're sweating, right? So continuously drink appropriate fluids. That's the key there. I know.
So you're saying the garage beer in a can out on the lawnmower is maybe not the greatest thing on a 100-degree day?
You know, if that's what you're going to do, how about one of those and two waters?
Okay. All right. Well, at least we do have some flexibility with the fire chief. Again, we have Tim Pyle, Delaware City Fire Chief, here with us, and we're going to talk all about summer safety tips and obviously the 4th of July coming right up. But before we get to all of that, we're going to hit the news, Mark.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
Get a little headline news.
The news wouldn't be the news without the news.
Well, let me tell you, I got some news for you.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
All right, thanks, Mark and Tim. Here is your Delaware Daily News for Friday, June 20th, 2025. Well, tomorrow is one of our favorite times of the year down along the Olentangy River, and why not come celebrate our downtown waterway at the 12th annual Olentangy River Festival? Tomorrow at Mingo Park, the popular festival celebrates water conservation by inviting friends of the river to the park for an afternoon of education and fun. You can expect some great food trucks, games for kids, live music, fly fishing demos, and more. The event is hosted by our Public Utilities Department and Parks and Recreation Department. And a big shout out goes to our friend of the show, Watershed and Sustainability, Lisa Roberts, for putting it all together. Yes.
Hey,
Shout out. Lisa's been on the show a few times. Come on down to Mingo Park to celebrate tomorrow between noon and 4 p.m. We also wanted to give a big congratulations to Mark and Francine Butler for their efforts securing yesterday's Juneteenth broadcast debut of Camp Delaware. The Camp Delaware documentary tells the story of African-American soldiers who trained in Delaware to fight for the Union in 1863. The city of Delaware was honored to assist the production with use of its Camp Delaware meeting room for a filming location. In addition, Camp Delaware-related historical markers can be found on South Sandusky Street near Olentangy Avenue and another downtown near 24 North Sandusky Street. Well, did you know that when you go out of town, as many of us do around the summer and holidays, you can schedule a vacation check from the Delaware Police Department? You can go online at DelawareOhio.net and register. You will need to provide certain information, such as if you have lights and timers scheduled, if you have a house sitter, what vehicles may be left in the driveway, and some other details. Once filled out, Delaware Police will send an officer over to check out your premises when you are gone and make sure everything looks okay. You can check out our Facebook page at City of Delaware for more details on how to register. And maybe you could even call Tim Pyle and swing by a fire truck every now and then, too. That would be cool, right?
Hey, we're in the neighborhood all the time, so we'll be happy to swing by.
They're always out and about. Well, check this out. Registration is now open for the 49th Little Brown Jug Junior Golf Classic Tournament, scheduled for July 12th at the City of Delaware's Hidden Valley Golf Course. This year's tournament will be once again organized and sponsored by the Kiwanis Club of Delaware County. The Golf Classic is open to all youth ages 7 to 17. The tournament entry fee for participants is only $5 and will include greens fees for 9 holes of golf, lunch, door prizes, a medal, and trophies for each age division. This year's Little Brown Jug event is directly funded by the For the Kids Senior Golf Scramble fundraiser that was held at Hidden Valley Golf Course also on May 21st. You can check out our Facebook page at City of Delaware for more information on this super cool event. Well, the Delaware African American Heritage Council, in partnership with the City of Delaware Parks and Recreation Department, will host a Black History Tour at Oak Grove Cemetery on Saturday, June 28th at 10 a.m. This special walking tour invites community members to explore the legacy and contributions of Black residents in Delaware's history, many of whom are laid to rest at Oak Grove. The event highlights local stories that have helped shape the city's heritage and identities. Attendees are encouraged to wear comfortable walking shoes and meet just inside the cemetery's front gate on South Sandusky Street. This event is free and open to the public. For more information, contact the City of Delaware Parks and Recreation Department. And finally, yes, state-sanctioned blowing up of things coming up very soon is our annual celebration of freedom in the City of Delaware as we are putting the final touches on our 4th of July celebration. The City of Delaware secured $25,000 in community sponsorships to support this year's Independence Day celebration on Friday, July 4th. Thanks to the continued generosity of local businesses, including presenting sponsors, Byers Auto Group, Meyer, Ohio Health, and other valued partners, residents and visitors can look forward to a full day of festivities, including the beloved parade at 11 a.m., a Central Ohio Symphony concert at 7:30 p.m. on the Ohio Wesleyan campus, and of course the grand finale fireworks show at 10 p.m. Mayor Carolyn K. Riggle expressed gratitude to the sponsors, noting their support ensures a safe, family-friendly event that brings the community together. While sponsorships fund the fireworks display, the city will provide essential services such as public safety and sanitation. And what better guest to have on the show with us than police. Come on, figure it out, Bob. Fire Chief Tim Pyle.
Come on, Bob. I took the right side of the test.
You did. I'm still Oh, here we go. Now we're getting into a battle. Okay, yeah, I'll let that one go. I don't want to be in the middle of that one.
I'm the only chief in the room.
So. Hey-o.
It's my story.
Ding, ding, ding. Anyways, Fire Chief Tim Pyle, who's here to talk all kinds of summer safety tips and 4th of July tips, is here in the middle chair with us. We're going to talk more about that after the break. Perfect re-intro to the show, Mark. Thank you very much. Bob Hoganson here in the big boy chair. Lee Yoakum off today. Of course, as we say, he's on assignment, so not here. I'm sure he's working hard on something for the show for next week. Fire Chief Tim Pyle joining us. And Tim, we have a big annual fireworks celebration on the 4th of July. Obviously, there's already fireworks being sold in the stores. I'm sure as a firefighting professional, an EMS professional, paramedic, you've been in life-saving mode your whole career, and you see things that blow up on the shelves and people buy them just like no big deal. Good, bad, otherwise, I'm sure you'd love to not see fireworks and explosive things on the shelves, but that's where we are in life. It's always fun to celebrate the 4th of July, of course, but obviously you have to be careful. Talk about, you know, how can we be careful? How can we make sure that we're not endangering ourselves and others, and you're not having to respond to blown up fingers and such? What an intro.
So, thanks.
I guess.
Don't want any blown up fingers or anything. No.
No, that kind of ruins everybody's 4th, right?
Like, that's a buzzkill for the 4th of July, for sure. But what can people do to keep themselves safe? I guess that's the bottom line.
Yeah, so, you know, several years back, the state passed that fireworks are legal for all citizens of the state. And with that, the reminder is, all fireworks are dangerous. They're not toys, right? Even sparklers, right? As much fun as sparklers are, and I don't know a child that hasn't played with a sparkler, but when you think about sparklers, they're 1,200 degrees.
It's crazy.
And everybody sees the last sparkle go out, and then they grab a hold of it. And we get a lot of burnt fingers from just grabbing the hot end. You know, it's 1,200 degrees. It doesn't cool down right away. Luckily, those burns are generally minor, but you have a sharp wire. It's still hot. Mm-hmm. I don't know what part of that sounds like fun part.
What, you ever see a sparkler go out and then someone sets it on like the wooden like picnic table or something like that? I mean, it singes right there. So that's your hand.
Exactly. So even sparklers are not great. Law-wise in the city of Delaware, if it goes up in the air or it goes boom, you can't use it. We had the local ordinance that says we don't want those in our city. The state allows that, and that's just for safety.
Yeah.
Right? So what can you use? Sparklers, smoke bombs, the snakes that are really cool, right? You put them on the sidewalk, and you get the black little carbon snake that comes out. But, no, our recommendation is if you want to give the kids something, glow sticks. Glow sticks, I know they're not as fun as they used to be because they're everywhere all year long, but that's a good, safe way. We don't get injuries with the glow sticks. Everybody can still have fun. We're not leaving the fireworks show because somebody burnt their hand. So when it comes to fireworks, we say leave it to the trained professionals. They've got a lot of training. They've got a license. That's the safe way. It's a great show. Enjoy it.
Well, you know, I imagine you guys are also sort of ramping up for the days around the 4th, which is obviously coming up in a week or so. Do you guys staff extra crews on that day because you know that things could get crazy?
Yeah, so we'll have extra staff on crew. We'll bring an extra staff in for the parade, and then they'll have a little break, and we'll bring in some other staff in the evening to stand by for the concert and the fireworks. So
talk about that. What that looks like from your guys' end down there, kind of by. I guess Selby Stadium and kind of that area. I know people sort of gather around, and you guys are kind of have a command post, if you will. Like, where would Delaware Fire Department be, and if people need you, how can they find you out there?
Yeah, so we'll have an extra fire truck over at the fireworks in case anything would happen there. We're gonna have an extra medic down at Selby Stadium. Our command post is near the natatorium, and that will be High Wesleyan Security, PD, and FD there. So we'll all three work together to ensure a safe evening for everybody. But we'll also have members on our UTV, the Orange Kubota, as people better know it.
Yeah.
We'll have crews on that to provide EMS, and then we've also got a couple members out on bikes, bicycles that are bike-trained paramedics.
Yeah. Well, you kind of mentioned that, you know, if it shoots in the air, it's illegal. But we all know, come the night of the 4th, you can see them all throughout the neighborhood. I mean, people are shooting them off anyways. Yes. I know that might be more of a law enforcement issue than a fire department issue. But I know that just means you guys, you see it just like everybody else. You know you have to be ready to respond in case one of those things lands on a house or whatever. Thankfully, it's not super dry right now. We've had so much rain that, you know, I don't think the grass is probably going to torch if that's probably a good thing. But I know that's a concern for you guys as well.
Yeah, so per NFPA, they do the statistics, you know, nationwide. And, you know, the last couple of years, it's been around 38,000 fires annually that are caused by fireworks. So, granted, all of those aren't house fires. We're talking grass fires, trash fires. But 38,000 is a lot of people.
That's on the 4th alone.
That's caused by fireworks, yes.
So 38,000 nationwide.
You know, so nationwide, right? So, again, kind of the importance and the seriousness of fireworks, you know.
Well, I think in the collective conscience, we're just ingrained to blow these things up on the 4th of July. Obviously, we as kids didn't, you know, gosh, we played in the street till midnight. What would happen now if a kid did that? But obviously, we did a lot of those types of things when we were younger. But we've seen the injuries. You've certainly seen, you know, I mean, I kind of joked about, you know, blowing your fingers off or something, but that is legitimately true. That legitimately happens. You guys have responded to those things. And I know it's just a message you can't get out enough to just be careful.
Yeah. You don't know, you know, the wick isn't always the same burn rate every time.
Right.
It's supposed to be, but, you know, these are made by the lowest bidder, you know, and
overseas somewhere.
And, you know, yes. I mean, and I can say that because there was some tariff discussion on prices of fireworks this year, right?
So, yeah.
So the quality control, as much as they try and as an industry to keep quality control, there are different times and different situations.
Well, I know it becomes a money thing, but, you know, on that same topic, you know, these drone shows now are becoming popular. You see, I'm thinking of like Disney now. They don't do the fireworks anymore. They do the drone show.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of communities are going to that. Of course, they're expensive and all this kind of stuff. But that does kind of help, I think. Maybe that's something in the future. I don't know.
There's more and more of it. So I think that we're going to see more of those.
We're talking with Fire Chief Tim Pyle. We're talking 4th of July safety and beyond in the summer. We talked about the heat and coming up this week and beyond. And, you know, obviously that means more people in the water and more people going to Mingo Park, more people on the river, our lakes, you know, whatever body of water there is. Talk about what you guys see and what you guys recommend if you're going boating for the weekend or you're around a body of water. How can people be safe?
Yeah, so the first thing is, I will say, don't be inebriated, okay? Have fun, but alcohol and water are not a good mix. We know that.
Yeah.
Both in the glass and while we're having fun. So don't – also make sure that you're paying attention to your little ones, right? It's very easy to turn your back for a minute. I mean, I'm a parent. I've done it, but it doesn't take very long for someone to drown, and it doesn't take much water for that to happen. So make sure you're paying attention to the little ones. If you're out on the lake, you're out on an open body of water, make sure they've got a life jacket. Those rules are there for a reason. Life jackets save lives. I know that's the big buzzword, but it's true. We don't see very many drownings or casualties when people have life jackets on. So.
Well, I remember as a kid, I grew up in Oregon, and we'd be on the lake all the time. And, I mean, unless we were maybe water skiing, I don't remember ever having a life vest on, just swimming or jumping off the boat or whatever. We now go to a lake in Pennsylvania often, and I don't know if it's just that state or county. It might be a state. I don't know if it's a state law, but you cannot get in the water legally without a life vest on, no matter what you're doing, unless it's maybe in the roped-off swim area.
Yeah.
But if you're on a boat and you're getting in, even just to cool off or whatever, you have to have a life vest on.
I think that's a good practice. Open water is completely different than everybody's used to a pool, right? Stand up, you can get there. But open water is not that way. And there's no way to take a break if you get tired, and that life jacket will keep you afloat. So I wouldn't get on the open water without it.
And again, maybe more of a law enforcement, but drinking and driving a boat obviously is a no-no.
That's correct. Yeah.
We don't want to see that either. If you're not supposed to drink and drive a car, you shouldn't be drinking and driving a boat. In the last few minutes here, Tim Pyle, fire chief of Delaware City Fire Department. We talked about heat earlier, and talk about cars in particular. I know you guys have responded to these calls over the years. It's real. The temperature inside a car with the windows up in the middle of summer, I mean, it can get like 160 degrees or something ridiculous. Talk about that and what people need to remember about that with people and pets.
Yeah, so cracking the window is not going to let out enough heat, right? So this time of year, it's best practice to not leave anything you love in a car. Even your important makeup can melt.
Or my bag of chocolate chips, man.
Right? So
Mushy mess the other day.
Right. They leave nothing that you love in your car. It's just going to be a melted mess, right? And same thing with people, animals. We talked about 100 degrees, right? 100 degrees is you're sweating, you're hot. That car is going to get 130, 140 degrees fairly quick. And those temperatures, it doesn't take long at all to get heat stroke. And our furry loved ones and our little ones, they can't fight for themselves. They can't get out of the car. And you come back and there's a tragedy. So we would like to see, take the animals with you. If you can't take them wherever you're going, leave them at home.
Yeah.
Don't have them in the car.
I know a lot of new cars now, and maybe in the last few years, they have the alerts that if someone's still in the back seat, you know, when you turn off the car and the thing dings. But there's a lot of cars that don't remind, you know, there's still a lot of cars out there that don't remind you of that.
Right.
And it's incredibly important to, like, you know, even if you're running into, you know, 7-Eleven real quick or whatever, you can't leave the kids in the back seat.
Right. And you can't count on technology, right? I mean, technology's great, but what if you leave the air conditioner running, but the air conditioner fails, right? So we can't count on that air conditioner. Just take the loved one with you.
What about, I know you guys have helped facilitate some programs in the past of like passing out fans. I know like the Delaware Emergency Management has partnered with you guys and you guys have passed out box fans and things like that. Talk about that. Is there a program like that now, or should people be thinking about that stuff? And who should be getting these box fans, and who should we be looking out for the most?
Yeah, so our partners at the EMA are still doing the fan drive, and pretty much all of our public safety agencies in the county have partnered with that. So you can drop off a box fan anytime at your local fire department, EMS station, and we will get it to people in need. So we collect them up, and then we take them over to people in need as we get them. We've seen a little less donations this year than in years past, but they're starting to come in now. Everybody's starting to feel the heat, so they're starting to think about it. We're getting more every day at the station. But those really need to go to our at-risk population, which is our elderly, our ill, you know, the infirm that can't take care of themselves.
Are there still it seems sort of crazy these days, but are there still people with homes that don't have air conditioning? I guess that goes to that.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, historic Delaware is beautiful and great, but some of those historic houses, they don't have all of the amenities. I mean, it's kind of what makes it nice, right? It's a nice historic house with all the, but some houses still don't have air conditioning, and so a box fan's a good way to get around that.
Back in the old days, you just opened the windows. Now it's just too hot to even do that. So anyways, well, we'll wrap it up with that. Make sure everyone stays safe this summer and obviously during the 4th of July. I want to thank Fire Chief Tim Pyle for joining us on the show today. I'm Bob Hoganson. Thank you for listening to the Delaware City Digest.